And if you didn't hear what someone said, you might say,
what'd you say?
And if you're talking about a man, someone want to find out to whom an orchard belongs, you see, and you know that, and then you want to find out the man, would you say, he's the man what owns the orchard, he's the man who owns the orchard, he's the man who owns the orchard?
He's the man who owns the orchard.
Okay.
A lot of my clients say, what owns? In interviewing with them. But they've been here about 15 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. I'll make a note of that. Now, talking about a boy has a rich father. Would you say, he's the boy that his father is very rich, that the father is very rich, whose father is very rich?
He's the boy whose father is very rich.
And the center of a cherry is called the?
Pit.
And the center of a peach is called the?
It's called the same thing, I think.
Okay.
I call it a pit.
That's all right. A peach that separates easily from the pit, you'd call that a what kind of peach? Do you have a name for it?
Ripe peach.
All right, and one that was the meat clung to the pit.
It's a hard or green peach.
How about the center of an apple? That's called the
core.
And the pieces of dried apple?
Hollow.
Is it edible? Are you going to eat these? Did you ever hear the word snits?
Snits?
Yeah, snits for pieces of dried apple.
No.
No. Now on a walnut, the outer cover of a walnut.
The shell. And I heard it called hull, too.
The inner part, the part that separates that little membrane in the inside,
mm-hmm.
What would you call that?
I never knew. I never
okay.
called it anything.
All right. What do you call these nuts, the most common kind of nuts there are, the kind that they sell at the ballpark?
Peanuts.
And how would you... how would you distinguish between peanuts that... peanuts that have that are grown at home, for instance, grown at home or bought in the store. Would you make a distinction between those two kinds?
I would just say store bought.
Did you ever have your peanuts called anything else besides peanuts?
No, not peanuts.
You never heard them called goobers?
I heard nuts. I was not peanuts called goobers. The larger ones than peanuts. What do you call those?
Brazil nuts?
No, not Brazil.
Walnuts.
They're very tasty. And they call them goobers.
Like cashews?
The cashews. Those are the ones that we call goobers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
West side.
That's bad for you. Yeah, he lived on the east side.
You never used that. Do you notice any distinctions in a speech in the parts of the town? I mean, really?
No, I don't think primarily, but I noticed that he calls things differently than I have.
The east side of town was always looked on as a little.